What I'm going to talk about today is delivering an effortless experience to your clients by leveraging cloud computing technology. And this will hopefully be a little bit of a change of pace in terms of what you've heard about cloud computing in the past. But what I want to do is start shifting the conversation around the cloud away from, you know, should we be adopting the cloud and what are some of the considerations in adopting cloud technologies in a law practice, to one where let's assume that adopting the cloud is now table stakes. Like this is the kind of juncture I think we're at as a profession. The cloud is no longer a question as to whether it will be adopted in legal. I think we're rapidly shifting into a place where to be competitive, you must be leveraging the cloud. And furthermore, your clients and their expectations and evolving expectations around how to interact with all companies and organizations, including their lawyers, have undergone a really radical shift in just the last few years. Most consumers do not view the products they buy from their service providers as being very differentiated. You can see that the bulk of the mass in the respondent here is that they feel that the companies providing services to them maybe at best have somewhat differentiated services. But there's a lot of spaces that are highly commoditized, and legal is certainly one of those spaces. The other thing we've seen, a really dramatic shift on the last 5 years, is that we've become a promoter economy. And what I mean by this is that consumers are starting to look for reviews and endorsements of the service providers they're selecting right from the get-go. And it's everything from the restaurant you go to the lawyer you select that is being informed by this promoter economy. So rather than just looking at your interactions with the client as a transaction, we need to be shifting our thinking to one where the transaction will conclude not only with a happy client, but a client that is going to be talking about us in a positive way, whether that's on Avvo or in social media or in other review sites that other clients or prospective clients will be looking to and assessing their service. In 2016 and beyond will be companies, organizations, and law firms that figure out how to create effortless experiences for their clients. And we look at the companies that are really creating loyalty, that are really engaging in the promoter economy. It's companies that are creating effortless experiences. And one of the reasons the cloud has been the most significant technological advancement and revolution we've seen in the last 25 years, at the end of the day, I think what we're seeing, the cloud's ultimate value proposition is that cloud providers make adopting new technologies for your business an effortless experience as well. Companies in all sorts of different industries have derived huge competitive advantage for themselves by focusing on one thing, and that is how do they make dealing with them, experiencing their product, buying from them as effortless as possible. And in some cases have been able to hugely differentiate themselves against their competitors just by optimizing that one part of the experience, making it effortless. When you're dealing with clients that are in a younger demographic, and again, everyone that's young right now is rapidly going to be becoming our clients of the next 5 or 10 years, their expectations are not, they don't want to have a phone call. They want to be dealing with you over a computer. They will stand in line at that ATM. Your clients' lives are shifting away from a desktop and laptop-based world to one where they want to be doing everything on their smartphone. And again, this should be reframing how we're delivering our legal services. I recently had to sign a legal document for a transaction that Cleo was involved in and was very happy when my lawyer sent me a document electronically through email that I was able to sign with EchoSign online on my phone without ever getting to my desktop. This was a time-sensitive transaction. I had to get it turned around in the same day, and that was a massive benefit to me and something that really would engender long-term loyalty for me towards that lawyer, knowing that he's letting me work in the way that I want to operate now, which is primarily from my smartphone. If I have to go to my laptop to go do some work, it's a major inconvenience, whereas I'm always on my smartphone and always able to get work done from my smartphone. So the conclusion of this effortless experience research that the CEB Institute did, and again, this is supported with a really large-scale study of tens of thousands of consumers, customers actually don't value delight as much as we thought they did. They don't value us exceeding their expectations. They are pretty much as loyal as they're ever going to get once we've met their expectations. But what really drives long-term loyalty from your customers, from your clients, is making the experiences with you as effortless as possible, and by delivering those services via the medium of their choosing, meaning think about the customers that are consuming all of their entire life is on their smartphone. Think about the fact that they do not want to speak to the human bank teller. They'll line up to use the ATM. These are the ways that expectations on the client side have really shifted in a pretty dramatic way. So I'm from a company called Clio. We do cloud-based practice management. I want to briefly talk about a couple of ways that we, as a cloud-based provider, help make experiences more effortless for your clients. So one is making it effortless for clients to collaborate with you. We make it easy for them to securely collaborate with you online. They don't need to come into your law office to interact with you. They don't need to collaborate with you over insecure email. There's a built-in client portal and collaboration platform that lets them, from their smartphone, from their iPhone app, from their home computer, interact with you, get documents from you, send you secure messages, and do all of that within one system that's really convenient and easy to use. Another key area that I think effortless experiences come in is in getting paid. And this is a place where our friends from LawPay, who are also downstairs, do a great job in terms of making experiences effortless. It takes lawyers, on average, too long to get paid. And it's just depressing how bad this picture is. It takes lawyers, on average, 87 days from the time they completed work to get the bill out the door. So this isn't to get paid. This is just to tell their client, by the way, you owe me this amount of money in an invoice. 87 days. And the client, you know, responding in kind and, you know, maybe sensing the lack of urgency and actually getting paid from the amount of time it took to get the invoice, is 83 days to get paid. So you're now talking about close to 6 months from the time you invoice to the time to get paid. And that's a huge receivable to be carrying around. This is the average. So the average law firm is carrying around, having to carry its employees' salaries, its your own, the lawyer's salaries, everyone's salaries for 6 months because it takes that long to get invoice, which I just find incredible. Make it easy for them to pay you. Make it easy for them to pay you by credit card. And even if you need to eat 2 or 3% in transaction fees in billing them, you know, just increase your rates by 2 or 3% to cover that. Your client won't notice. Or even if you have to pay the 2 or 3%, getting paid today is way better than getting paid in 6 months because you've asked your client to send you a check. And if your client is anything like me when I have to pay by check, I need to spend half a day finding my checkbook. The majority of customer behavior, slightly more than the what exactly you're selling aspect of things, is driven by how you're selling, how you're delivering the service. And this is, again, I think applies to law firms in a really concrete way, where if you can differentiate your law firm's offerings by saying, by the way, we deliver services online, we make it easy for you to pay us online, you don't need to come into the office, you can do all your collaboration with us via your smartphone, that's the kind of thing that would see a client choose you over another law firm. And what we're often competing on from the law firm perspective, what we think we're competing on is rates and how we're packaging up our rates and what our website looks like. Yeah, all of that matters, but if you can differentiate yourself in terms of how you're delivering your services, that can actually be a much more impactful thing for your clients and help drive behavior. And that's what the cloud provides us the capability to do, is to practice law in ways that we couldn't have done in the past. And as an added bonus, cater to what is driving a huge amount of customer buying behavior right now, consumer buying behavior right now, which is looking for these effortless experiences. And the cloud is the most important technological advancement or revolution we've seen in the legal space in the last 25 years. And importantly, it makes technology so much more accessible to solos and small firms. And what's great about cloud-based technology is it finally makes all of the IT advancements we've seen over the last 100 years accessible to solos and small firms, which is a really important shift. I think you can derive a huge amount of competitive differentiation for your firm just by doing a better job of adopting technology than the next guy. So this is a very famous technology diffusion curve described by Clay Christensen in the Innovator's Dilemma. And he talks about how technologies are kind of adopted and diffused through society. And you always have the innovators, the early adopters, and the early majority that are kind of the first to adopt a technology. You can see that you collectively have about 50% of the mass of this distribution on the left half of the curve. And I think lawyers, if anything, are even more heavy tail to the right here, where we've got a lot of late adopters and laggards when it comes to adopting technology. If you can make sure you're on the left side of this curve, and it's by attending conferences like this and kind of learning about things like the cloud and then walking out of the room and actually adopting these kinds of technologies, you can do a lot to drive efficiency in your firm and derive competitive differentiation from your counterparts that might not be adopting this kind of technology. I wanted to outline some of the specific tools and technologies that you can use in the cloud to both improve your law firm efficiency and also, in a more concrete way, I want to describe how you can use some of these tools to deliver effortless experiences to your clients. Real-time messaging. We're used to slower feedback cycles with our clients than they'll be expecting in the future as well. If you look at the way that the millennials are communicating with each other with tools like Snapchat, and yes, at some point in the future, you might have to communicate with clients over Snapchat. It's all about real time. It's all about instant feedback cycles. It's about you having a chat session with your lawyer. And there are tools designed specifically for lawyers that allow you to have real-time messaging with your clients. In addition to real-time messaging, you can have live video chat with your clients as well. So I've talked a lot about, you know, not having to come to your law office to interact with your client. That doesn't necessarily mean taking away the face-to-face aspect of things, which can be really important in terms of building trust or reading the body language or facial expressions of your clients or them reading yours. That's a really important part of us working together as human beings. But you can have high-quality video chat over free tools like Google Hangout that make in-person meetings almost a thing of the past. And it's incredible how cheap and accessible this technology has gotten as well. Client portals. I talked about this a little bit as well, but there are client portals available from Clio, from MyCase, who's another exhibitor here, that allow you to securely collaborate with your clients and put all of the work product you've delivered to the client in one place, in a secure, centralized portal. So this is another thing that some of our clients actually charge their clients extra for as a value add, and their clients see so much value in this, they're actually happy to pay for access to this client portal, because what it does for them is provide a centralized location that they can access all of your work products. So I'm sure, depending on the practice of your practice area, you might have clients phone you up and say, hey, that article of incorporation you did for me 2 years ago, can you send that to me again? And you need to go dig it up and email it to them. And you know, it's a lot of work for you, and probably non-billable work too, that you're just doing out of goodwill, which is kind of the death by a thousand cuts that eat away our days, right? This centralized, this persistent document library that you can make available via the client portal means that your clients will never, ever again phone you up asking you for that piece of work product that you already generated for them. They'll have that document sitting in one central repository that they can always go back to and securely retrieve. Real-time document collaboration. If you have never experienced Google Documents and doing real-time document collaboration with other people, it is truly amazing. You can see live edits going on in the document with multiple parties in the document at the same time. You can control permissions and access for the document, so it's not necessarily the case that you have, you know, just anyone making edits at the same time. But if you're trying to work through a legal document, and maybe have opposing counsel or even your own client helping work through the document and clarify language in the document, this real-time document collaboration can help eliminate the email attachment round robin that we've all been trapped in, I'm sure, and you start seeing things like version 47_JackNewton_final_really_really_final. Another huge advantage of the cloud is providing audit trails, so you can see when your clients do things online, which is so great. And I'll give you an example of where this can be really powerful. If you share a document with a client via email as an attachment, you don't know if they've received the email, you don't know if they've looked at the document, you don't know anything around what the status of your clients with that document is. If you send a document to a client via Clio's client portal system, which we call Clio Connect, you can see when the client received the message, when they viewed the document, how many times they viewed the document. You can also do the same thing for a bill, by the way, so you can kind of eliminate that conversation around, you know, did you get my bill? You can see all of that activity, and it helps you understand where things are getting stalled out. And you can ping them just with a simple secure message saying, you know, by the way, did you have feedback on this document? You don't need to play the guessing game of whether they've actually looked at something. So it gives you some really nice transparent access to what the activity on that document has been. So these are a few examples of how you can leverage cloud-based technology to make the experience for your clients better, to increase customer satisfaction, to increase loyalty by way of creating an effortless experience around collaborating with your clients.